Hey, it's Pastor Mike. If you love what we do at Time of Grace, speaking biblical truth into everyday issues, then you are going to love the podcast, The Non-Microwave Truth, by my friend and brother in Jesus, C.L. Whiteside. C.L. is a high school educator and a coach who isn't afraid to take on tough topics, but always through the lens of God's Word. Just search for The Non-Microwave Truth wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
If you have a job, you have a dream, and that dream is the stress-free life. You're on a beach, or you're in the mountains, or you're by a lake, and there is nothing you have to worry about. And you have enough money, the work is easy, your kids listen, your dog obeys, like everything is perfect, and you think, man, this would be heaven. And the truth is that that actually is heaven, and that's the only place it's going to happen. This side of heaven, we have work. Genesis 2:15, it said, "The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to drink pina coladas." Right? Like, that's not in there. It says to work it and take care of it. And this is before the fall into sin. God has given us work as a gift. But unfortunately, in our world, we put too much on ourselves. We add too many things. We have too much stress. And this is the balance. If you follow endurance athletes, and I don't want to get like nerdy on you, but I kind of want to get nerdy on you. Endurance athletes have a thing they call a TSS, training stress score. And what they do is they're trying to estimate how much stress is in their life. And you know what? Your body doesn't know the difference. Your body doesn't know the difference between a long bike ride like the Tour de France guys. They don't know the difference between the stress financially you have on. They don't know relational stress. Your body doesn't know the difference. It's just holding on to these things. This is what we're trying to figure out. A little bit of stress is good. Athletes would never get faster. They would never go farther unless you do that. If you didn't want any stress in your life, you'd never get past like 1 + 1 in your math class. We need stress to be able to grow, but too much is overwhelming. Lindsay Corbin, if you've heard of her, she's a professional Ironman triathlete. She lived in Missoula, Montana, and she had just gotten into it. She was very good at the sport, and she was training 35 to 40 hours a week until she got to a point that she was getting a little bit slower and a little bit slower and a little bit slower. What was happening is she had too much stress and her body was breaking down. She was very close to what they call chronic fatigue syndrome. So what was the cure? It's probably not that difficult to figure out. A little bit of balance. She started skiing again. She started hanging out with her family again. She started to put everything in moderation before she got to a point she burned out. That's physically, we can see that. It's really obvious when you've worked too hard and you need to take a nap. What's happening in your work life? Are you adding more and more things to you? Are you saying yes to things just so that you can feel good about yourself? Are you saying yes to things that maybe you shouldn't do and it's starting to encroach on your personal life and your family life? Are you pushing things too far? Maybe it's time to get some balance in your life. And that's what we look at today. God has given you work as a gift. And this whole week, as we talk about burnout, this is a blessing that God has given us. You can find joy in your work. You can find your identity in Christ. You can have enough margin that you are getting things done and you're able to pour into people. That's why God has created you to be you, because there's some hands only you can hold. There's some conversations only you can have. And God has put you here for a specific purpose at a specific time to do just those things. So let's pray that God can help us find this complete joy in our work. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, give us just enough stress. We, none of us pray for stress, but give us just enough stress in all of us that we start to feel a sense of growth, that we're learning in our jobs, that we're supported in our jobs, but not so much that we're overwhelmed. And help us ultimately find our rest in you. You tell us to come to you, everyone who is weary and burdened. So put our spiritual cares on you. Put our physical cares on you. You run the universe. You run the planet. Help us control the controllables. Help us go to work and find joy with the gifts and find passion and the abilities you've given us. We ask this in your name alone. Amen.